Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. This week, we're continuing to air segments from our recent CEF of Illinois Kramer Concert. Towards the end of the program that evening, I had the opportunity as a state director of CEF to share a brief ministry report as we looked back to see what God had done this past year and also as we were looking forward to what the Lord is doing both now and in the future. We hope you enjoy listening.
It was about a year ago, I don't know if you were here, when we had our symposium last year in 2020, and it was about this time of year in October where we had Dr. Robert Morgan. Were any of you guys here when he came? And he was sharing a message called America Needs a Miracle. And boy, you know, how much more even I think we could all say that today as believers in Christ and as citizens of the United States of America. Our country needs a miracle. And I remember at the very end, he was talking, for those of you that are here, he was talking about revivals and the Great Awakening, the Second Great Awakening. And he closed out his second session he had that evening and saying that he is praying for a third Great Awakening for our country. And he doesn't know, you know, how God is going to do that, even though it looks dark and maybe looks darker. But I remember he said at the very end, he said, how does that happen? How does a revival happen? And then he said, yes, by prayer, God's people, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which will call upon my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And I remember him saying, but you know what? It's not just praying for a revival. The revival has to start right here. And he said, so let's that be our prayer, that yes, let's pray for revival. But in a sense, I remember when I was sitting there, and he didn't ask for a show of hands, but I remember almost wanting to raise my hand and saying, I remember I'm Presbyterian, and I wanted to raise my hand and say, then let it begin with me. I didn't know what I was praying for. And I don't know what that looks like at all, but all I know is my desire for our time together tonight is that Lord would plant that seed in each of our hearts anew, that he would revive our hearts and turn our individual hearts fully to him. And I'm sure every one of us is already a believer in Jesus Christ. If not, come to Christ. But wherever we are in our walk with the Lord, God wants to take us so much deeper in ways that we could ever think of. And so that's my heart, my prayer for tonight, that the Lord would just lift our hearts, turn our hearts to him, we would return fully to him, and that we would just lift up in praise and prayer to our God for what he has done. So I know it's been a hard year. I know it's been a confusing year. I know it's been a dark year. I don't know where we're going, but can we just praise God that we trust him and just lift it up in prayer to him? And can we just give God a hand telling him by our hands that we praise him even still? Looking back on this past year and a half, or I want to define a new timeline, like BC, AC, before COVID, after COVID. And so my prayer is that we would get to the AC real quick, only by the year of our Lord. And so, but when looking back and seeing what God has done, that's why I wanted to have my different staff from around the state and the videos, and I think they did a wonderful job. But did you catch maybe a theme? Not that we were necessarily being intentional about it, but do you see what God did? Is that as we look back and we see what God has done, especially this last summer and the summer before, but especially this past summer, how that God was not only impacting the life of children with the gospel message, but also God was doing, I've been on staff now 28 years, and I want to tell you absolutely, both hands up, I have never seen this before, that the gospel is not only impacting children, but it's impacting the lives of moms and dads and families. I've never seen it so just across the board, again and again, like here and there, I'd see it through the years. But I mean, just real quick, I mean, just the testimonies we heard, the backpack distribution in Joliet, a whole family came together and they asked for prayer. What Jill was sharing, that you know, that mothers wanted to keep on sending their children and come back. And it was the mothers who wanted the kids to keep coming back. And the kids want to keep coming back. What Susan shared in Lincolnland about two mothers came to Christ. And I think there was even a testimony behind that that maybe we didn't have time to share. But right before that five-day club happened, that pastor in Forsyth told, I think it was Jesse Riley, who's on staff or a pioneer ministry coordinator, said that there were some mothers in that town, in their community, that had just come to Christ, and some of their children were part of those six children that came to Christ in that club, and then after that club, then two more mothers came to Christ. Do you see what I'm saying? I've just never seen that before. And we didn't even have time to share with you that another mother in Rockford, Illinois, came to Christ through the five-day club as well. And I just praise the Lord. I mean, this is just amazing. And I don't know what this looks like, but man, let's do it. God, you do it. You turn the hearts of your children back to you, and the hearts of the moms and dads towards the children, the hearts of the children back to their mom and dads, but ultimately to our Heavenly Father, because that is the only way we're going to have revival in this land. So when I look back and see what God has done in this crazy COVID years that we have had, all I can say is, God, you're amazing. You know, they tried to shut the churches down. I'm sorry, that's what they tried to do. They tried to silence us up, but you know what? The gospel cannot be stopped. The gospel cannot be silent. And the Spirit is still has us free to work and blow over our hearts and draw the hearts of his people to him. But not only do we look back and we say, God, that's amazing. Look what you have done. But then as we look forward, I see God opening even more amazing doors. Just real briefly, I just wanted to share this with you. I didn't mean to take too long. But what I wanted to share with you is right in the midst of COVID, I received a phone call. And this came from the Three Rivers chapter when they were doing those Zoom Good News Clubs. And they got in contact with the district superintendent up there in that Joliet, Shoalwood area, you know, suburbs outside of Chicago. And they found out that this district superintendent, his name is Dr. Henkel, that he is a born-again believer. He's a Christian. And as they were talking to him about, you know, I know we can't be in the schools right now or right in the midst of the COVID pandemic, but what about these Zoom Good News Clubs that we can do online? Yes, yes, that's great. I'll be great to advertise that, so forth. And he goes, now, what is this about? And they started asking questions. And make a long story short, they found out that this Dr. Henkel, is part, of a newly formed Association of Christian School Administrators serving in the public schools. Now get this, it first started in the state of Oklahoma, where there was public school administrators, principals and superintendents that are believers serving, that they believe that, you know, that God has placed them to serve in the public school for such a time to represent Christ. And then the second state, of all 50 states in the union, what do you think is the second state that formed this Association of Christian Administrators? You want to guess what the second state was? It was Illinois. And I don't know about you, but when I heard that, I was like, you've got to be kidding. Me of little faith. And then I found out that there was 300 members of this administration, this newly formed, that just formed right before COVID, like 1 or 2 years before COVID. And there's 300 administrators in Illinois, our state of Illinois, that is part of this Illinois Association of Christian School Administrators. And if that doesn't rev you up, I found out of the 850 district school superintendents that are in our whole state, and yes, we'll go ahead and include Chicago in that, but of the 850 school district superintendents, that was kind of a joke, but maybe you didn't get it, that 100 of those district school superintendents, of the 850 in our state, 100 of them are believers in Christ. That's just amazing. And these are district school superintendents. And so I was like, where have you guys been all my life? I've been here for 21 years. Where have you guys been? Well, then I found out, you know, how they were just newly formed. And so I started sharing with Dr. Henkel. And again, he was like, wow, I did not know about that you could be right in the public school after school. And I explained to him about equal access, the Supreme Court ruling in 2001. He goes, you got to come. And this is what he told me. And I just... I can't believe, this is such a God thing. He said, you know what, we as administrators, as part of this newly formed association, yes, we care about education, but we see, yes, and education is important, but we see the number one need. Now, these are district school superintendents. These are principals. These are administrators in Illinois. He said, we see the number one need of our students that we serve and the communities that we serve. The number one need of our students is they would know the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My mouth about dropped open. So he asked me to come. And so just about 3 weeks ago, maybe almost 4 weeks ago, on October 1st, I came down to Springfield. And they were having one of their meeting down there, and I was able to address many of these administrators that are part of this association. And they came up to me afterwards, and some of them, they already knew us because they already knew, you know, because before COVID, BC, we were in 100, almost 93 schools statewide, north, south, east, west, across the state from the top, bottom of the state. And so some of them, they already knew us. But other ones, they didn't. And I remember a couple of administrators afterwards, they gave me about 30, 40 minutes to share, which is kind of dangerous because they give me 30, I'll take 40, give me 40, you know. So I won't do that tonight. And so they said, you know what? We didn't know about this, but we know exactly who we're going to call as soon as we get the freedom to be fully back into the school with community groups. So praise the Lord. But even that's not the end of the story, because then they're asking me to come. And so this is not just a praise. This is a prayer. I don't know if you have a pen or paper. Will you please write this down? I'm asking you as your sister in Christ. November 20th, they're asking me to go into the Den of Lions in Chicago at the Hyatt Regent or whatever that thing, that hotel is called, but it's owned by a certain person in our state. And so they're asking me to go there, and there's supposed to be 1,000 of these administrators, not just the Christian administrators, but as the administrators from across the state, both saved and unsaved, and board members from the school, and they've given me 10 to 15 minutes. I'm taking 15. And they're allowing me to share about how we can be in the Good News Club. But here's my prayer request. I'm also asking for an exhibit booth space, and I've called and called and emailed, and I can't get a response back. It's not the Christian group. It's the other group that I'm trying to get. So all that to say, look back, praise him for what he has done. Look forward to what he's doing, praise him, what he is doing, the amazing doors that he's opened. But also, you know, I can't open these doors. We can't open these doors. You know, Satan is coming in and he is attacking, and we need to pray like never before and stand and doing all that we can to stand in this day, stand in this evil day, but also pray that God would open up those doors. So when we look back, we praise him. We look forward, we praise him. And I just want to share my heart. My heart is that we would not just be back in the public schools and get back to normal. My prayer is that God would just throw open those doors, and that he would pour out a revival across this land, across the state, across our schools. And don't they need that in those classrooms? I don't know how he's going to do it, but I am praying before the Lord Jesus Christ returns. And I don't know when that timeline is, but I am praying for that third great awakening. And let it begin here. Let it begin with the children. Let it begin with our sons and daughters, that God would turn their hearts to know him. And if possible, that God would use CEF in some way and part of that plan. That's my prayer. That is my prayer.
Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. Whether we look back to what God has done or we look forward to what God will yet do, and every day in between, we are here for one reason only, and that reason is to praise him. We hope you join us again next week as we continue to air the final ministry report and segments from our recent CEF of Illinois Kramer concert. But until then, may the Lord bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699. Or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.